This is Dakota Daybook for February 12th. In the early 20th century, automobile makers understood the value of presenting new cars as entertainment. Farmers shopping for new equipment at farm shows and women seeking the latest household conveniences couldn't help but be drawn to highly polished automobiles and acres of shining chrome. On this date in 1917, the Grand Forks Herald announced that Grand Forks was becoming the foremost automobile city in North Dakota as residents took to the roads and the city saw a significant increase in the number of cars. The newspaper attributed the growth to miles of paved streets, calling them the best roads on which to enjoy a spin in a motor car. The city also boasted several garages with experienced mechanics who could furnish every assistance to the motorist in trouble. Manufacturers took notice and announced plans to hold an auto show in the city. Car makers actively courted new customers, encouraging farmers to recognize the convenience of the automobile. North Dakota is a sprawling state, and cars made it possible to cover long distances in a much shorter time. Farmers were reminded that the automobile offered a rapid, comfortable, and efficient means of transportation. Those living on isolated farms could more easily visit neighbors and make more frequent trips to town. Potential buyers were assured they would not be disappointed by the variety of vehicles on display. The Saxon Motor Car Company, known for its affordable models, planned to show several cars. The conventional touring car and four-seat roadster sold for $895. The basic roadster sold for $495, the equivalent of about $13,800 today. Several other dealers were also expected to attend. The auto show was about more than automobiles. It was designed as a full entertainment venue to draw crowds and attract buyers. It was billed as the best auto show that has ever been held in the state of North Dakota. The Grand Forks Military Band and guest performers would appear each evening. A curling tournament was scheduled during the week, and visitors could also watch famous ski jumpers compete in a ski tournament. It promised to be an exciting week in Grand Forks. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.